Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 2018 Venice International Film Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by filmmaker Haifa Al-Mansour. Thank you very much for joining us.
Oh, thank you for having me.
So you're presenting the short film of the Miu Miu Women's Tale series called The Wedding Singer's Daughter, which is presented in the Strand of the Giornate di Autori. So would you like to introduce the film for our listeners who may not be familiar with it?
Yeah. The Wedding Singer's Daughter is a short film set in Riyadh in the 1980s, and it's about the younger experiencing what it means to be an artist in a conservative society like Saudi Arabia. In short, I don't want to tell the whole story.
Yeah.
So hopefully people will try and find the film on the Miu Miu site. Yeah. So, but it is what it's for me, when I started working with them on the collection, they sent it to me, and I was really inspired by the big shoulder and the big hair and all that, and brought so much nostalgic feelings about growing up in Saudi, and I wanted to tell what it means to be growing up in Saudi Arabia. And also, like, it's like now Saudi Arabia is changing. They are opening up, and there is like a place to have arts and cinema, but we cannot really move if we don't pay respect to the artist, and it is not in our tradition. Like, we pay respect to lawyers, doctors and stuff like that, but artists are still like struggling to find their respect in societies, and we need to push for that. We need to create dialogue where why we are not respecting artists more, and because they are the foundation and the heart of every nation, and that is why just like this film came together.
But so is this something that you feel yourself, this struggle of the artist to be taken seriously?
It is not only to be taken seriously, but also not being respected in the hierarchy of the social life. Like, if you are an artist, it's not like your family will not be proud to have an artist. Like, you know, there's like they say it with a grain of salt. You know, it's not like, but it's changing though, and that is. I think, yeah, as a filmmaker, I'm still, like, I have more respect than, for example, an actress.
Oh.
Like, still, I have this kind of, like, maybe she's an intellectual, maybe she's a writer, maybe she's, you know.
Yeah.
So, I'm still, of course, I'm not, like, totally embraced.
Yeah.
But I think, like, more performers, even more, they have it more like singers. And
yeah, there's a little bit of a hierarchy, let's say.
Yeah, absolutely.
What about the actual wedding setting itself? What's that about? Is there?
It was amazing. We shot in L.A. Nobody believes that we shot in Reseda in Los Angeles. Yes. And that is amazing because Los Angeles has pockets of cultures everywhere. And we just stumbled against this very, very Middle Eastern neighborhood. And they had this wedding, and we did minimal dressing. Like, it came like fully functioning, which is amazing. And I always try to maintain, and even with this has a style. I wanted to put a little bit of stylization because it's a Miu Miu and all that.
Yeah.
And you need to celebrate the fashion. But I also wanted to stay in authentic,
right,
to the place. And it was really, it was amazing to just like, and everybody was an Arab on the actors and even the extras, which is really fun.
Really? Yeah. So you mentioned, did you mention earlier that the film is set in the 80s?
Yes, it's at the beginning.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Is there any particular reason why you decided to kind of start off with this sort of time frame?
It's just like because I felt like it fits the clothes, for one thing.
Okay.
But also, Saudi changed a lot.
Uh-huh.
And I wanted to tell something that is a little bit like more nostalgic, more at the root of who we are. And that is why. And I think the 80s are very important because... like right after, it is when Saudi started becoming very conservative. It's right after the 79 was the cut, when we became more conservative and everything. And now we are becoming more liberal, so we have to do a lot of stuff. So we cannot do it without really going to the fundamental era where it all started.
Speaking of Saudi Arabia, I've kind of been hearing good things in this film world as well recently. Yes. From the country. Would you agree that it's kind of like it's looking good at the moment?
It's looking amazing. It's really different. Like when I shot my first film in 2012, I had to be in a van. We didn't have a lot of money coming from Saudi Arabia and all that. But now we have funding coming, and we have my next film called The Perfect Candidate, and it's about a young female doctor who embarks on a journey in politics, and it is set in Saudi Arabia, and there's a lot of like help from the Saudi Film Fund Film Commission to bring it together.
When can we expect to see it?
Hopefully next year. We're shooting very soon.
I guess I think this will have to be my last question, but I guess because it's the Women in Film series, we should end it with like a comment on what your opinion is of women in film right now, maybe just in general, but also in the Saudi Arabian film scene.
Mm-hmm. I think women filmmakers are having a moment right now. There's a lot of I work in Hollywood, and it has been tough. Like it is a tough place for filmmakers to survive. But it has been a lot better now for women and women of color and diverse. There is lots of more opportunities, and the culture has changed so much. There is more of accepting of women. Like giving women bigger budgets, giving women bigger project, better scripts, which was very much dominated by men and middle-aged white men,
right.
Let's say. But now it is opening up, and the pool is becoming bigger for women. So it is really exciting, and I think it's a positive thing.
I have one more question. Just one more, because we're talking about the Saudi Arabian films of the future, women in film. Can you think of any female filmmaker or film figure from the past in Saudi Arabia that you would like to be known more?
I'm the first female filmmaker, so I don't know in the past. But in the future, there is a young female filmmaker called Hannah Abdullah, which is doing. She's doing TV. I don't know if she's going to be in, but she did really a hit TV during Ramadan. Ramadan, it's the holy month where we're supposed to fast, but also we enjoy and celebrate TV. Mm. We watch TV nonstop.
That's amazing.
Yes, I know. So she did one TV show which was a hit, and I'm really proud of her.
All right. Thank you very much for that. It was a pleasure talking with you.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
So once again, I remind our listeners that the film is called The Wedding Singer's Daughter, and that this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.